My dear brothers and sisters, in the first reading, we find ourselves confronting something that's painfully familiar to us today. You and I thought that social distancing and quarantine was something new and belonged just to the current pandemic. But in fact, all the way back at the time of Moses, in the book of Leviticus, we find that those who suffered from leprosy were socially distanced from the rest of the chosen people. So then, you and I can perhaps take a couple of lessons from what this was all about. Lessons not simply about physical ailments, but rather to understand that just as the body has diseases, so does the soul. And sin is not so much a breaking of rules as it is a disease, a spiritual disease, and not unlike leprosy. Leprosy, which disfigures the body, eats it away, so sin disfigures the soul, made in the image and likeness of God, the dignity of the soul, the beauty of the soul as a temple of the Holy Spirit, is disfigured by sin, and that temple falls into ruin. So then, talking about distancing, talking about this separation that happens when the soul sins and it's parted from company with God, we come to today. Happy St. Valentine's Day. Okay, now, I know I'm not the most romantic of people. I'm a priest. But surely I could have done better than leprosy and St. Valentine's Day, right? Well, St. Valentine's Day is about the opposite of distancing, isn't it? It's about coming close. It's about snuggling, not just because the heat wasn't working in church this morning and so you want to stay close together and keep that body warmth. It's about wanting hearts to be together. And of course, we remember back to those days of grade school when St. Valentine's Day would mean take out all the red and pink construction paper that you can find and cut as many hearts as you can and make all sorts of cards and you exchange them with your classmates. And then, of course, you might just kind of cast a glance over there to see who has the most. And written on those cards is a simple message: will you be my Valentine? And by that, of course, as kids, what we mean is, will you be my friend? My special friend. And of course, as adults, we know that when we say that, will you be my Valentine, we mean, will you share your heart with me? Can our hearts become one with one another? Will you be my Valentine? So now, let's imagine that the gentlemen were on the ball and remembered to order flowers for their loved ones for today. And so you get home and you find this beautiful bouquet and you smile as a tangible sign that your husband loves you. And then maybe a few days later, you're cleaning up things around the kitchen and on the counter you find a receipt. You see it's from the florist. You go, oh, that was from the flowers he sent for Valentine's. And you look down to the total and go, ooh, that was expensive. He must really love me. And then you start to think about, well, what does that do to the household budget? And you go, you look at the flowers again and go, that cost that much? Maybe I should be a florist. But then you look a little bit closer at the receipt and you see it was not just for one bouquet, but for two. And then you look at the delivery address, and the second address is not for your mother-in-law. Now we've got a problem, don't we? Because will you be my Valentine means that our hearts are together, but there's not room for others in that same way. That's what love says. I've given myself so completely to my spouse, there's no room for anyone else in that same way. Houston, we have a problem here. Now let's take that lesson, which we immediately understand on an earthly level, let's apply it to the spiritual life. For you see, I'm not talking about our relationships with one another so much as wanting to apply that lesson to our relationship with God. For you see, when God sees a receipt for our lives, he sees an accounting of how we spend ourselves, he sees more than one gift. He sees that we divide our affections between him and all sorts of other things. And sometimes God isn't even in first place, or second place, or third place. You know, I've many times heard people say, well, I just didn't have time to pray. I've never heard someone say, I didn't have time to watch the Super Bowl. You and I make choices all the time. And those choices reflect how we give our hearts. And too often, we don't give our hearts to God in the way that he asks. What does he ask? Well, what is the greatest commandment? To love the Lord your God with all your mind, all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. To love God with your all. Not one among many. And certainly not the leftover scraps of our time where he gets squeezed out of daily life because so much else has filled our day. God asks that we love him with the same generosity that we expect of our spouse. You know that you expect that of your spouse. But sometimes we forget that's how we're supposed to love God. And then we see sin just as a little minor fudging of the rules of life rather than infidelity, a betrayal of our covenant of love with God. To understand as we do for our spouse that I need to say, Lord, I love you so much. There's no room for sin in my life. That's the way we need to live as Christians. Not with God as some heavy burden. Not with a bunch of rules that weigh us down. Not with restrictions. But simply living a beautiful life of self-gift in love. That's what discipleship is about. And that's what makes it beautiful rather than heavy. That's what makes it about love instead of about rules. So my dear brothers and sisters, Lent is 40 days long. And do you know how you say 40 in Italian? Quaranta. From which we get the word quarantine. Quarantine was 40 days of being set apart, socially distanced. So as you and I are about to launch into this quarantine, these 40 days of Lent, how can we use this time to distance ourselves from the things that are rivals in our hearts to the affection which should belong to God alone? How can you and I use this time to be set apart, to grow closer to God? But to grow closer to him, it means pushing out all the clutter from our hearts that blocks him. It means turning towards him away from sin. It means igniting a greater generosity within our hearts. This is what love looks like. We know what it means when someone says, "Will you be my Valentine?" Let yourself hear the Lord your God ask you that same question. Will you be my Valentine? Will you be my Saint Valentine? That is, will you live up to your baptismal promise of holiness by giving yourself to me here and now? Will you love me more than everything else of the world? That's what God asks when he says, "Will you be my Valentine?" And if we look at the example of Saint Valentine, what we find is that though there are many details that are lost to the centuries, everyone agrees he was a martyr. And the word martyr is a Greek word meaning witness. So as we contemplate this invitation from God to be his Valentine, let's think about what does it mean? The saints who were martyrs were witnesses to the gospel, but they witnessed it by laying down their lives. So let's ask, when God invites us, "Will you be my Valentine?" can I muster up the courage in my heart to say, "Yes, Lord, I want to live in love with you. I want to live in a love with you which gives witness to the world around me, which doesn't hide under a bushel basket the light, the truth of the gospel, the warmth of God's merciful love. I want to manifest that to the world, a world which is broken and sad and in need of that love, in need of that truth. Yes, Lord, I want to give myself in love to you. I want to be your witness to the world. And I'm not going to count the cost." That's what Saint Valentine did. He gave everything. He laid down his life, not begrudgingly, freely, even joyfully. My dear brothers and sisters, in today's gospel, the leper came asking to be cleansed. Cleansed so that he could be healed in himself, but cleansed also so that he could be reunited to the people around him rather than distanced. Let us bring the spiritual leprosy of sin to the Lord and ask to be cleansed and hear from him the words he said to that leper in the gospel, "I do will it. Be made clean." And through God's merciful love, we will find the beauty and dignity of who we are restored, fresh, alive, beautiful with his grace. And we will find all the divisions of this world which come from our selfishness, from our sins. We'll find that separation from God which sin imposes upon us, to be healed, to be bridged. We will be reconciled and reunited, and the two shall become one, and our hearts will live a shared life. Will you be my Valentine? Let's use the graces of this coming season of Lent to purify our hearts and to be made clean, to live in loving union with him.